Let's catch up with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Weeks to find out what's doing in the world of local rugby. Good afternoon, mate.
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 91.2 AM and 2am.com.au.
What's the latest word on our local juniors, mate?
Yeah, of course, you can continue to register online, mate, via australia.rugby or the Rugby Explorer. As we said on Tuesday, you got the opportunity to be part of the Singleton Junior Rugby Club, but also you've got junior rugby clubs going there at Maitland, and if that isn't enough, Scone, as he had with Eddie last week, great numbers there for that Northwest Regional that kicks off on the 1st of April. And if you want to get in touch with Eddie Ornos, they're pretty easy to get hold of as well. Brent Dale, you can get him via his email address, brent.dale@nsw.rugby, or Paddy Bowen up north, paddy.bowen with an E, at nsw.rugby. So plenty of good fun when it comes to that. So afternoon, of course, with the Maitland Blacks, they've got a big day there that has just started, and this afternoon at 3 o'clock, West Harbour take on the Newcastle at Hunter Wildfires as well. So,
oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, and back-to-back weekends, we've had Shoot Shield teams come up and play us, which is good to see. So hopefully there'll be a bit more of that, and that's what we want to see in our games. But representative stuff, once again, go to the Facebook page for Hunter Juniors, or go to the website, hunterjuniors.com.au, and that'll be on the 23rd and the 27th as their 12s to 18s get stuck into being part of the representative sphere. And also Central North has their stuff in the first week of Sunday, the first Sunday of April, and that'll be at the Riverside Fields. But again, go through their Facebook page, Central North Rugby Union Juniors.
I like to say that it's never too late to register, but you want to get in as early as you can so that the kids can start developing combinations, just getting along with each other kind of thing. So, you know, if you're thinking about giving it a go, maybe for the very first time or coming back to the sport, go and get yourself registered as quickly as possible. What do you reckon, Wixie?
Oh, exactly. And also, we've got the primary school sevens, as we talked about late last year. Brent will be able to tell you a little bit more about that. That'll be held. Of course, that primary school sevens will end up being played as a final, as a curtain raiser to the Waratahs game later this year. So all the schools will be part of that in some shape or form in the next week or so, and we can talk to you about that on Tuesday.
I will chase up Brent during the week and see if I can get him on the sideline view next week, mate, because it's been a while since we've caught up. Now, you've got an exclusive. Somebody else has talked about it, but you had this one first of all, mate.
Yes, we did tell you on Wednesday morning, and then someone else got it on Thursday, and that, of course, was the Cadbury Wallabies will be playing against the Poms, more likely at the SFS. The SFS is just about right to go. They just need to turn the lights on and off and hose the place out a bit and do a bit more painting. But it should be pretty to go in May.
Yeah.
So what wouldn't surprise me at all is if we see a bunch of games towards the end of the year at the Waratahs being played at the SFS. But, yeah, somewhat irritating. We gave you the story on Wednesday and someone fell over it in spite of themselves on Friday, I think it was, or yesterday. So, yeah, great coup, great history. The other sport that thought they would have got the stadium is not going to get it, but the official opening will be for the Matildas, so they can have that. That's great, but it'll be a great start. There's some other bits and pieces in around about that tour that we talked about late last year.
Yep.
And there'll be something with the Cadbury Wallabies we'll hopefully have, if not Tuesday, certainly in the next two sessions we catch up with you about it, because it's a big, big turning point. We did flag it when it comes to only having two tests against the All Blacks this year and the excuses for that instead of three. But we'll get to that in the fullness of time.
I'll be happy when we manage to win just two tests to take the Bledisloe Cup back. If that's what it takes, I'll be happy with it. But overall, I'm not terribly satisfied with that decision. Now, Super Rugby is on. We're into round four. Last night, the Blues took care of the Highlanders. The Brumbies predictably took care of the Rebels. A couple of good games coming up tonight and tomorrow, Wixie.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, this afternoon on GEM Channel 82 from 5 o'clock, we have Turner Campbell playing for the Westpac Reds. And then her brother, Jock, who plays for the Inverell Highlanders as well. Here they play at 7:30 against the Fiji Drew. This will be a ripping game, especially the ladies' game at 5 o'clock, mate. The Drew absolutely decimated the Rebels last week, and some of the skill set that those girls have is incredible. They've brought that over from the Sevens, having been, I think they were bronze medalists at last year's Olympics.
Yep.
So they're going to be quite a bit of fun on GEM, which is on free-to-air Channel 82 this afternoon. Waratahs take on the Western Force. That'll be tomorrow. The ladies' game kicks off about 12:30 there for the Bill Corp Super W. Well, of course, the main game kicks off about 2. That'll be on Stan. But really looking forward to the game tonight. The Reds are going to have to push their credentials, but Jock is in a very good spot to maybe get the Wallabies spot. But in saying that, Tom Banks was outstanding last night. He didn't do anything wrong against the Rebels. And the Rebels had a little bit more fight than I thought. So if you want to get tickets, just go through the website there, nsw.rugby. Get down to Leichhardt Oval tomorrow and be part of the experience there. But from next week, we're going to really get our teeth into the local stuff. It's the likes of the Bulls, the Brumbies, the mongrels out there at Cessnock,
yep,
and also, of course, the Blacks and the Reds will get the opportunity to start playing some trial matches in the next fortnight as we get into the season next month.
Looking forward to all of that. Tonight, as far as I'm concerned, I think the Reds will be just a little bit too good for the Drua. Tomorrow, it's almost like a semi-final between the Waratahs and the Force. The Force have really got to step up and do something, and the Waratahs have got to prove they're going to be capable of being in the final. So that's going to be a cracking match at 2 p.m. Wixie, as always, thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View. We will talk again on Tuesday.
Good on you. Thanks, Ben.